Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Buddy welcoming you tonight to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard. I'd like to thank my good buddy, Dr. Gary, for sitting in for me last week and giving me a little time off for R&R, a little rest and recuperation after many, many, many continuous nights being live on the radio. Sort of takes its toll on your physical, mental, and spiritual body. So I'd like to thank Dr. Gary again and for doing an excellent job sitting in here on the Shepherd's Call. Praise Yahweh. We have missed being with you, to say the least. We find out that racehorses run because they're made to run. Preachers are made to preach the gospel. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. And how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? So when ministers get in, I told Dr. Gary, it's hard to actually control the flow of spirit. Yeah, you want to. You want to sort of get in control, and sometimes the flesh man will overpower the will of the spirit and the direction of it and take over. And then, of course, the old preacher's out of line, and eventually he knows it, and he'll suffer as a result, and suffer those that listen to him. But it's hard to keep the horse from running. All the scriptures, all the information collected in the subconscious of the spirit coming forth, and it's like a Bible says, when it's indicating the flow of the Spirit, it says, if you will believe on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm a witness to the truth. You can't hold it back, sort of like a, you know, if you keep it dammed up and trying to put a restraint on it, it comes forth as showers, on a warm summer day. So, praise Yahweh. Tonight's message entitled Mystery Babylon. Now, we're going to get into the scriptures, and we're going to lay a little groundwork, a little gestalt for your understanding, that you might know and understand what mystery, what the true mystery is. I thought maybe at one time I had the mystery of Babylon figured out. But I just begin to figure, or refigure, if you will, that Babylon is one of the most complicated. But the Bible says, you know, take heed, lest you think you stand, you fall, in your understanding. And the ways of the Father is so involved, in depth, it's almost incomprehensible of the mystery. And Paul, no wonder Paul said, great is the mystery of godliness. It is truly one of the greatest mysteries. The more it unfolds in front of me, as God unfolds in my mind, eight times to the opposite direction of my infolding, he outfolds, his ways being past finding out. Once you find out you know something, it opens up another area to tell you that you didn't know nothing at all and what you should know. So, here we go with Mystery Babylon the Great. Now, let's go over to the book of Revelations. Again, now, I've taught on this in a different framework. I'd like to frame it back in tonight. In Revelations chapter 5, verse 5, this is perhaps, and it was to me a great revelation. Actually, it was the most surprising revelation that I have. Well, it's not the most surprising, but it is one. It is in there it comes in mighty, mighty strong with the most revealing of its revelation abilities, and that is the fifth chapter of the book of Revelations, as I said, and the fifth verse. Now, let me read it to you. And, of course, if you would go to the Greek, now I'll give you the Greek. We have a extract copy of the fifth chapter of the book of Revelations. If you'd like to have it, just write me or call me, and I'll see that you get this excerpt from the book of Revelations in the interior Greek. That's where the plot thickens here in the great mystery of Babylon the Great. Now, what to say, Pastor Buddy? Well, let me give you first the English word. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Now, seven is a sacred number. You know, the seventh day is a holy day. But actually, the seventh day don't come on the seventh day. We're talking about, if you put it in perspective in the numbering, the numerics of the month, it will come on the eighth day. Now, what's the seven seals? The seven seals indicate the seven centers of your understanding. You're built on seven, which is complete. Now, eight is a new beginning. That's why the Sabbath is a renewal. And if you can understand that, you need to write also, write me, call me, and I'll send you a track on the true Sabbath, how to determine the days and the months and the year, the signs of the times. This is a part of the mystery, Babylon. This mystery could be preached. You know, at my age, I can preach it till I die every day of my life, 24/7, and I can still get to the bottom of the well of the mystery of Babylon the Great. How great is it, Pastor Buddy? Great enough. Now, let me show you something. Now, you take heed. You remember what I said. If any man thinks he stands to know all the mysteries, if he thinks he stands to understand everything, it took me for a year, and I'm honest. I knew a lot of Scripture. I could quote a lot of Scripture. And I believe I had a lot of truth within the 30-year framework of my training in the desert of the denomination. I look at it as a training ground. Now, do I regret 30 years of Babylonian worship and still be bound in a lot of my ignorance and fear and superstition? No. It was necessary. Along with my experience of the 30 years, I learned a number of things. Never say never. And never get a spirit that you know it all. Never entertain a spirit that comes to you and says, now, take your ease and dine. You don't want to do that. You want to press toward the mark. You want to keep, you know, the hungry, the lion gets the food. I mean, he's the one out hunting, so stay hungry. Not so, every day, I love fellowshipping, and I love talking to men that will expound your mind and take you into deep revelations, and likewise, that you can take them there, and they have an understanding spirit, and they can see. That's what the seven spirits represent. Now, there happens to be seven physical, mental, and spiritual openings in the design of the temple of God. I ain't talking about a natural building. I'm talking about you are the temple of God. And there's seven distinct openings of the three manifestations of physical, mental, and spiritual applications of thought in Mystery Babylon. If you ain't careful, the carnal mind will take you to the first level as you read the Bible. And the Bible said a world of sorrows, develop a world of sorrow. Of course, everybody wants to go to heaven. Everybody wants to see everybody else make it. You know, I'm not willing that any should perish. Neither is the Father. But there's some, I mean, this is where the cheese gets bounded. There's some natural brood beast just made to be taken and destroyed in the fire, and if the gospel's hid, it's hid to themselves. Now, I can't control that. That's up to Almighty God, who knoweth them that are his. And he ain't gonna lose none, according to the scriptures, but that may be over a due process time, because the soul is eternal, the spirit is eternal, but the flesh men are temporal. So then you hook to the three aspects or the three levels of your being, physical, mental, soul, and spirit. That's the one that actually is encased in the final new body that it will acquire at the end of this journey. Only at the end is the crown laid up. When you get through, when you're finished, when you finish the race, you say, well, that'll happen when I die. Well, if you believe in the Father, you ain't going to die no way. So how are you going to finish? How are you going to end your tour of duty here? When you end it here in the physical, you survive somewhere else in the spiritual. And what is it if the Father desires to send you back to train you again and again? And I know this don't fit well with a Judeo-Christian who have been dumbed down and don't know how to read the Bible and understand the comprehension of God's eternal wisdom, that he's not willing that any should perish but all come to repentance, and that God is no respecter of persons. So therefore, God wouldn't give one man a blind, diseased, wretched, miserable, waterhead body to come in this life and just lay here as a vegetable for all his life and then give you a sound mind and expect you that he's going to, that it's an even playing field for that spirit, that soul, or that body. It's not. But remember, the Bible says you'll reap what you sow and don't be deceived. If we'd understand the whole mystery here, that God himself is hid, that if the gospel's hid, it's hid to them that's lost. My heavens, I feel the preacher man already here, just to get me out of the gate, praise Yahweh, because I know for sure that there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. Now, you may not have a remembrance of a former lifetime, and well and good, but your spirit does. The spirit knows all things. Oh, yes, it's hid from you in the flesh. You see darkly. As you look into the veil of the flesh and the seven distinctive chakras, beginning at the sex chakra, which is the lowest part of man, but it's a necessary evil. We find out that evil came from the first chakra right out of the bat, right out of the door, right out of the gate. Eve had her seventh chakra, actually our first one in relationship to the lowest part toward the ground. You notice that the sex organ is the lowest thing, the lowest feeling device next to the earth. And that was designed especially to tell you something, that man is of the earth. He chose this sinful, wretched, sex-producing, illicit contraption that we live in. In other words, we got a polluted prototype. Satan brought the first seed in, and everything that came through the womb after that was unclean. God deemed it unclean. It had to be washed, sanctified, and made holy before it could ever come back into the eternal kingdom. You see that? That's what I'm talking about in the mystery here. Oh, these are some great mysteries. You know, I had the understanding of what happened in the garden 40 years ago. I've been in the dark about that from the word get-go. That was one of the greatest, most rewarding truths that I ever saw. I had the Godhead down pat. I know every scripture on the Godhead to prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there's only one eternal Yahweh. And that he came in a flesh body, like unto ours, to redeem us as the kinsman redeemer. Our association back to the Creator comes from the Creator kinsman redeemer himself. the Lord himself was God manifest in the flesh, came down here for 33 years, which is a degree principle, by the way. And there's another message in the mystery of Babylon. Some of the wise men have taken the 33rd degree application of the mystery of Babylon and hid it and turned it into a knowledge that is hid from, you know, those who seek it, and then they pay or make you pay to retrieve it out of their what so-called memory banks or these secret lodges. When the Bible said nothing done in secret won't be manifest anyway, so you might as well shout it from the housetop. Just tell the gospel. Preach the gospel. You don't have to hide behind a wall, a covenant. You don't have to go into a lodge and keep these secrets. Why keep it a secret? That's why that it's evil. That's why it's corrupt. And that's why that I'm here before the week is out to give you a perfect demonstration. Now, you better count your time, because Dr. Gary has determined that our stay on Truth Radio we've been here for quite a long time, and we have preached our heart out to you. We have over 1,000 messages that's been recorded, and Bob in California has been so kind and so good and so willing to record the messages and put them on CD. Sister Sherry and Bob are working day and night to try to get this to where we can put it on our website and to stream it in audio, where we can have our own archives where you can hear these messages if you would like to get the doctrine that we teach and we preach. And we have been on here and we have never been challenged with the doctrine that we preach. Now, I know that a lot of people don't agree with it. You say, oh, it wouldn't do no good if we did. Well, why don't you try it? If you don't believe what we teach, why don't you come on and we'll post you up live here with us, and we'll let you take this doctrine that we teach into the public, and we'll examine our doctrine. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We're going to stand behind it with our life, with our monies and our energies. And so Dr. Jack and Dr. Gary, we've been on Truth Radio for quite some time at their sponsorship. They have sponsored me for that many, many, many days that we've been on here, over 1,000 hours of ministry, approximately, here on Truth Radio, just on Truth Radio. Now, we've been on other radio stations and affiliates, and we are still on WWCR shortwave, and we're going to try to extend our ministry into the shortwave, where we get more response, more live response. Now, we've got many that only have, can't get shortwave, and so then that's why that we regret, and it's a sort of a bittersweet thing having to go off. I have such great loving, kind people that do help us and support us. And Dr. Gary has received many calls and appreciations. They've ordered his products, and he appreciates all that, and so do I. And I'd like to extend our love and support to all of those who will not be able to get us night after night on Truth Radio. Truth has been extraordinarily. Richard and Nichols and all the gang out at Truth in Delano, California, which they're in transition now. They're moving their studios, and they're going to improve the streaming and the equipment on Truth Radio. It's all already outstanding. They go around the world. There are no established radio network, and Richard is one of the finest men. I have talked to him personally and on a personal basis, and I know what his desires and his goals are. It's a profit free. You know, they're not trying to make a living or trying to get rich off this. They do it because they love to have a platform that men like myself and others can get on here and express themselves, and without any censorship, and without any hassling I've never had Richard or Nicholas to call me and reprimand me for anything I've taught. Some of the things is very controversial we teach on, and they realize that, and so they're just going to give you the liberty of hearing everything, and that you can see the whole elephant, the whole 360 degrees of the truths and the revelations that various ministers preach on here. And so, like I say, we have preached the Sabbath. Nobody has come against us to try to refute it. We have told you that that Saturday Sabbath is incorrect, and that Sunday is a joke in Christianity, pagan Christianity. Christmas is a joke. All these days that are not biblically supported are all a joke. It's tradition. Yes, it's nice to see Christmas coming up here after Thanksgiving. You know, the stores are loaded up with Thanksgiving items now, and after that, then cometh Christmas, and then after that will come New Year's, and then after that will come Easter, and after that will come, every season to itself. It's just so much paganism, and we talked about that. We brought you manifestations of a mystery Babylon on how to come out of Babylon and be not partakers of her sins, for her sins is reached into heaven. If you are partakers, you shall be judged with her if you eat and drink with her. I'm talking about false doctrine. I'm talking about drunk on the ignorance, fear, and superstition of the doctrine of Baalism. Baalism is alive and well on planet Earth. It didn't disappear when they quit saying that there was a Baal God to worship. Baal is out there, everywhere in the systems that we see, because they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, later on, I want to get into the mysteries and show you the seven steps into the kingdom and the seven steps out. You can walk this way or you can walk that way. Now, there is a way that seemeth right, and therein they walk that way, and many that go thereon. So it's a fine line between true Sabbath, between true festivals and what you must do. Now, he's saying that, you see, salvation is not based on what you do. Salvation is based on the blood covenant that the Savior has given, and if you will accept his covenant, repentance and remission of sins and baptism in his name for the remission of those sins, you are a candidate eternally for heaven. So do you ever do one more thing to please the Father, even if you don't do anything, even if you walk contrary in the flesh? The Bible says that the flesh will be destroyed, but your soul is going to be saved. Yes, I'm an eternal salvation teacher that says once you get sealed with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you're sealed in the divine covenant name, you are a candidate. You are Yahweh's property, sealed to the day of redemption, and the rest is up to you. If you love him, you'll serve him. What about those that said they loved him and didn't serve him, and those that said that they didn't love him but turned and went and served him? Now, which one will be more acceptable to the Father? Of course, the latter. And so it is with us today. You see, I don't serve him. I don't keep Sabbath because I have to. I keep Sabbath because I want to. And because I'm trying to show him that I'm striving. The Bible said if that first be a will of mine, there's instances and times where you just can't get it all worked out. You have to be pretty financially secure, or you have to work for yourself to keep the formula that we have, guys. We've never criticized nobody for breaking these times, these divine times. But if you know to do good and do it not, and you have the capabilities of doing it, that's the main thing. So we teach it and lay it out there for you. And then if you can come to it, if you press toward the mark, if you'll serve him, he'll bless you and he'll get you to where you can enjoy. Keep the commandments of Yahweh. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So if you think you can, it's just like the little story about the little locomotive that was pulling up the hill. I think I can. And finally, when he got to the top, he knew he could. That's what it is. Well, I'm down at the halfway mark here on the Shepherd's Talk. This is Pastor Betty. I'll be right back with you on Mr. Babylon, and we'll explore what it means. Oh, I love that good banjo music. Praise Yahweh. Way down south here in Dixieland, it's Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'm enjoying being with you tonight. I really feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you some of the controversial doctrine that we teach here on the Shepherd's Call, and that is just who are they? Now, I told you that it took me 30 years to really line up my thoughts in the correct mode. You know, I was deceived. And you know, that's part of mystery Babylon. The Bible said, it shall, mystery Babylon, deceive the whole world if possible. The very elect if possible. And whosoever had not his name written on the Lamb's book received the mark. Now, what's the mark? The mark is a deceitful mark of misunderstanding. You know what sin is? Missing the mark. So if you miss, you get the mark. And Dr. Gary talked the other night, and he did an excellent job on the name, the seal, how it was placed in the forehead. Anything that ain't got the name stamped into the forehead, you'll understand it. That's symbolic of your understanding or your comprehension to the depth and the level that is necessary to get it ingrained in you where you cannot be deceived or you can't deny. Remember, the Bible said if you deny him, you can't deny him. So once he gets in, once he gets rooted and grounded and settled in your understanding, you have that name sealed over you, I'm telling you, the 40 devils can't pull it out. I'd like to extend my condolences to a good brother in Spain that I just got news today how that his mother had died, and he just made two trips into California, had to fly in twice, set up with her, and his precious mother passed away. And Brother Gene, my heart goes out to you tonight, and our love, I extend the love of all the brothers and sisters that we have here in the holy name of Yahweh to you and to your wonderful family. What a wonderful saint. Most of our believers know who I'm talking about there in the country of Spain. So he listens to us every night or every morning on replay there in that wonderful country. So we do send our sorrows and sympathies for the loss of your mother. And you know, the Bible said, who is my mother? And who is my father and who is my brother? Those that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. The greatest deception is, as I have said, that the Jews are God's chosen people. Now, let me give you a scripture here, as I was giving you here. Let me show you, and let me just sort of set this for you. In a whole week, I'll spend on this and go into in-depth where you can really understand the magnitude of deception. I'm telling you, some of it, if even orchestrated, planned purposely by Yahweh himself to send you a strong delusion. And these delusions come, and we readily accept them until the Bible said to try the spirits. Now, that's up to you. If you're hungry, you'll keep digging. If you ain't certain about anything, you should pray. Pray about what we teach you. If it ain't right, then you don't have to believe it. Don't eat anything that doesn't really fit your edible schedule here. Eat only those things that's necessary for eternal life. You know, we strive about genealogies and doctrines of men and a lot of that, builds stress and everything else. We should, when we get into the gospel, we should preach enough of the salvational message to save those who hear it. Now, when we get together as sheep, I'm talking about to the lambs, but when we get together to the sheep, then it's the meat that we lay on the table. Now, let me show you something here. And the elders said unto me, Revelation 5:5, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, if you'll notice in verse 5, if you're following me in the scriptures, look at verse 5 and verse 6 both. You got to understand that one is talking about a lion and the other's talking about a lamb. Now, a lamb can't be a lion, and a lion can't be a lamb. Leopard can change his spots, so these are two distinct, different animals here to highlight or to give you a check off to understand it. Now, I'm showing you how deceptive that sometimes, I don't know where it's purpose, I've said this before, probably it wasn't. You know, sometimes this is purposely done, written in such a style, in such a manner. That's why Peter said many people wrestle with the scriptures of Paul to their own death and destruction. Paul is one of the greatest master craftsmen of writing that I've ever read about. He's my favorite writer in all the Bible. I have no other favorite except Paul. He's number one on my list. So why? Because he is a challenge to reading in the epistles, which are hard to be understood and read when you read sometimes in the book of Romans. You think he's talking about something that he's not really. When you really put it all together, what he says is not what he means, or what he means is not what he says. And the wording, the context of the wording, if you take him out of context, you spin and miss the whole thought, and you could wrestle with him to your own death and destruction. That's why that I believe that the Father had a designing hand, as well as the Spirit moved upon holy men to write as they were inspired by the Scripture. Why? So they could keep the blind and the evil and the ignorant, the fearful and the superstition out. Notice now, again, verse 6 talks about a lamb, and verse 5 talks about a lion. Now, one of these are going to overcome the other. You see what I'm talking about here? One has to subdue the other to rule. Now, my question to you, which one rules, the lamb or the lion? Well, we've been led to believe that the lion tribe, Judah, is going to rule. And they're God's special people. And that God himself incarnated through the flesh line of Judah. Therefore, the distinction goes to the Jews, who the Judeo-Christian preachers of the denominational bell box system have done a marvelous job in convincing. And now it don't even take the labor to do that. Everybody accepts their teachings, which started out false, just like the rapture started out false, and now two-thirds of Christianity believe in a rapture. And I'm telling you, it's a miscarriage of justice and truth. I'm telling you, as I told you the other night, if God doesn't bring down his wrath to this generation, then he must resurrect Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them for everything that's going on. I'm telling you, I see the handwriting on the lawyer just like Daniel did, and I'm sure you do if you are in the know what's going on, Homeland Security and all these things. There is so much deception at every level. I read you there in Daniel 4:17, where it says that Almighty God himself sets up in Babylon, in mystery Babylon, he sets up himself the basis of all men. That's the lowest scumbags you can get. And I noted that they wear three-piece expensive suits and high-class shoes. They got their nails all manicured, and they got their pedigrees and pedicures and everything else all in line. And everything they do is they have money to answer all things. And money's no object here. Babylon is in control of all the wealth and the riches of the earth, and it's only controlled by 3% of the world's population. That leaves probably you and me out of the picture, unless we're really hooked into Babylon big time. We think if we got a $100,000 mortgage and we're making the payments, damn, we're doing good. And most of us buy into the usury out there and buy into it and get hooked and can't get out. They give us the price, but they make it easy, and it really locks into our usury trap. And just like we were talking about today, the vaccination process, pretty soon you're probably going to be forced to take the recommended dosage or vaccinations or medical prevention antibiotics and things that they recommend through government sponsored dictatorial powers that they're going to give them. I mean, it's going to be where they're going to have you so scared, and you're going to run and get your arm jabbed. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have this information, write me or call me tonight, and I'll send you a list of the ingredients of most of the major vaccination programs. I'm talking about the living organisms, bacterial input, and live cells of baby brain and everything else. I'm amazed. I'm appalled. Dr. Gary and I were talking about it today. This is gross. And for anybody that would put this stuff into their body, I know the body's fearfully and wonderfully made and is able to withstand the onslaught. Maybe that's why it's designed and why that immunization works so good, because it builds up an immunity. But I'm going to assure you one thing. This crap stays in your bloodstream and in your cells till hell freezes over. So if you load up with this crap, remember one thing. The Father made you wonderfully. If you keep your body pure and healthy, eat the correct foods, and observe the clean laws, and keep your nose clean and your mouth shut and stay hid and get out of the system, the Father will probably help you survive the oncoming onslaught against our liberties. I told Brother Pat up in West Virginia, he and I were talking about this. This is one of his major concerns, as well as mine. And we were talking, I guess we talked an hour on this subject, how to really survive in a world is geared to do you in. I mean, you talk about tightroping, public schools is a joke. An armed camp, they lock in the drugs, they drug the children, they inoculate them, drug them. If they're hypertensive, they give them Ritalin and all this crap to calm them down. And so then they're a dispensary, if you will, to raise a society of dum-dums. I'm telling you, this is one of the most frustrating of all our subjects to talk on, which is homeschooling and versus a public school. Public school is a joke. And everybody knows it. But we get rid of our children, at least for 8 hours, well, six or seven hours that they're in route, bus across towns, forced bus, cross bus, all kinds of busing. And ladies and gentlemen, we have turned this nation into Babylon, Mystery the Great. Now, how are we going to survive in a society like this unless our people in the last days decide which one they want to rule? If you want Judeo-Christian principles to rule over your understanding and your mind, then you have let the line dominate your life. You're betting on the line. Everybody that was a betting man, if you were in the Colosseum of Rome, and a lamb was standing there in a line, and they clashed, everybody in the house would bet on the line. But not so. Notice here in the sixth verse, the lamb having seven horns, not the lion, the lamb having the seven spirits, not the lion, so the spirits and the covenants to the house of Israel are guaranteed by the lamb, not the lion. All the covenants, all the genealogies, all the scriptures, I got on national radio on Clay Douglas, Free America, which Clay, man, I've come to be one of his biggest admirers. Dr. Gary introduced me to him a couple of years ago, and I'm telling you, I've grown to really respect him and his ministry, the seminars, and the expos he's putting around all over the country, most of the time out of expense of his own pocket, spending every dime he can scrape on his magazine, where that's the meat of his budget. But if you can see in Clay and men of that stature offerings to help them, to support them for teaching this truth, Clay goes over WWCR, like Dr. Gary and myself, where we teach on WWCR, we're going around the world. Clay goes to the same place, and he's teaching that the Jews are not God's chosen people, and he's catching the flak because he's over the target. And only when you get the flak, you know you're over the target. We're dropping big blue, as I call it, the bomb of truth upon the false concepts of Christianity. We're bombing the hell out of their doctrine. And they dare not raise their voice, especially the roar of the lion. Remember what the Bible said, that the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour? Well, this lion mentality here, and I can prove to you that the book of Greek in an earlier translation does not read like it reads in Revelations 5 and 5 in your English-speaking Bible. You see, they've done a switcheroo on you, just like they've done in Luke 23, verse 34, when it said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You get the Greek and the correct translation in the Greek. The original Greek does not say, Father, forgive them, just like it does not say in Revelations chapter 5, verse 5, that the lion overcame. Oh man, it's so contrary, so different when you put the proper word in, that it changes the whole complex, the whole complexion of the passages here. And then it puts your mind in the correct order. See, the Bible said they would deceive the very elect. Add not or take from, or you're in serious trouble. Well, that's what they've done. They don't give a damn. They know they're on their way to hell. And they're getting paid for it. Satan is rewarding the denominational system, the translators, the lie-haters, and the good thing that Arnold says down in Georgia, the translators. Then they've made a joke out of this. And they have deceptively placed these strategically into your mind and made you believe that the Jews are God's chosen people. The biggest lie that the liar, I mean, how can you, when Satan is, he's a master liar. He's the master of all lies. He's the daddy of lies. When a lie was told, Satan is the root of it. He's the root. Offspring of a lie. He's a lie from the word go. The Father called him in a lie. And he's been a liar ever since, and he'll deceive you. He'll have you lying for him, thinking you're doing God a service. I'm telling you, that's how deceived that the world has become. And I hope that these last few days that we've got remaining on Truth Radio, and I'm talking to my people that really support us and love us and fellowship with us. I want you to know that we have everything. Bob's working on CD. Sherry's working on the website. Along with her, I think her and Craig has teamed up to work on a good website that's going to be free of all those little boxes. We've got a little free website right now, but you know, you load it up and those little boxes pop out to advertise this pretty little woman and that wicked little thing here. So you've got to ignore them, but they're free. At least they're free. So take the bitter with the sweet thing and try to deal with it. But here it is in the book of Revelations. It says, the lamb and the lion had a fight. Who are you betting on? Are you betting that Christ came out of the line of the tribe of Judah? Are you believing he's a Judite, a Jew? When I got up, and personally, on Clay Douglas, made a $1,000 offer for anybody. And at this time, the Prophecy Club was the issue here. Some of their henchmen, their deceived ones, the deceived and bent, they don't know no better. But they got to run into hard heads like me and other gunslingers, scriptural gunslingers, I call them, out on the radio network, and we take them to task, and we back them in a corner, and we stare them down, and they won't pull their little pea shooters. Because they're exactly what they are, pea shooters. They cannot fire when they ain't got no gun or got any bullets to go in their little guns. They look like cowboys, gunslingers, but they ain't. They look like they're bad and they're armed against the devil. They're devil's agents. They're dressed in cowboy pose with a six-gun saying, oh, we've got the truth over here at the prophecy club or this mailbox or that mailbox. Six of one, half a dozen. Deceit, and the daddy of the deceit is Satan, and Satan has sent them a strong delusion to believe a lie and to be damned, and everybody that believes their crap and their doctrine is right in the same boat with them. I'm sorry. Yeah, we don't make no friends when we say that, except those that love the truth. Man, you're going to suffer the truth. We've suffered. Dr. Gary got on here, and he's preached about a week on Truth Radio, and he understands what the battle is now. you got to walk a mile in a man's moccasins to see what he's going up against. These spirits of devils, demons, working against the truth, not for the truth. They will oppose the truth as well as oppose themselves and make themselves twofold more the child of hell than they were to begin with. And that is the mystery. Oh, they seem right. Oh, they put on their suits and, you know, they go to Sunday school and they teach a Sunday school class and everything looks hunky-dory and the world turns out in mass and, you know, Easter and all this stuff and everything looks like it's very religious. They put on their religious clothes. Christ said, beware of them. They left to get in their long robes. Well, can't you see the truth here, ladies and gentlemen, that it was not the lion that prevailed over the lamb, it was the lamb that prevailed over the lion, just like it's written in text, not out of context in the English. See, the English writers didn't understand some of the complications of the Greek wording here. And the Greek says, behold, I, the lamb, overcome the lion to loose the seals. Now, you must do the same thing. You must overcome the lion to get the seals loosed of your mind. These are the seven applications of your energy centers in your life. And I'll explain them later on. Praise Yahweh. So that's my message tonight on the mystery of Babylon. I hope you've enjoyed the message. This is Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me, you can do so by writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's it, 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm free and available to take your call. Call me. I'd like to hear from you. Area code 423-626-2172. And I'll tell you how you can contact us or hear us on WWCR Shortwave. And we'll set that up for you. Dr. Gary's doing a series on health and on WWCR. Just did a series on health, and he'll perhaps be on next Sunday at 5 o'clock Central Time. So we'll give you the schedule. We'll give you the times and the places that you can hear us around the country. So just because we've offered truth, we're coming back on to our own website. We're going to audio stream our own messages. And when Bob and Sherry and Craig and all the guys that's working on this get done with this, then we'll have a lot of those that have opportunity to hear our messages, and we have over 1,000 hours right now. We can send you a CD to play on your computer with over 250 hours of messages, and that's amazing. So if you'd like 250 hours, just write Pastor Buddy. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can email me, Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, lowercase now, Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, very easy, Buddy, that's all you have to type in, Buddy, that's the little A in the circle. And of course, if you know computer so much, you know how to do that. So that's Buddy at WWGAP.net. That's how you got to have. Buddy at WWGAP.net. And do that, and we'll be messing by it. That's how you can get a hold of us. Write us, call us, or email us. Praise Yahweh. Shepherds come. And if you'd like to write our sponsors tonight or call them, you can call them toll free. Leave a message at Dr. Gary. Give him some encouragement. He's doing a fine job. We're amazed at Dr. Gary's knowledge, how he's come out of the, he's come out of the gate, ripping and roaring. He's already knowledgeable in health, and he's getting there in the scriptures. Praise Yahweh. That's Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Dr. Jack, 1-888. 281-7320. These are toll-free numbers to get in touch with the Shepherd's Call and its sponsors. We love you. And I send greetings to you. It's a pleasure to be back with you on Truth Radio. So around the Truth Radio Network, I encourage you tonight to keep on keeping on for the cause, the righteous cause of the true house of Israel. Yahweh bless you.
Each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the same station. Praise Yahweh.